Representative Amelia Sykes is 32 years old and an African American. She says it's hard to explain why she is being singled out. At the least, she says, it's inconvenient and irritating.
But one thing that I certainly don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about is, you know, what is the face of leadership? And is that face a middle-aged white male, or is it a millennial black woman? And quite frankly, I am hopeful that people can start to recognize that the leaders of this, of our communities and leaders of this state, are not monolithic. And we have to recognize that.
But you say you've been encountering security people repeatedly who don't get that.
I mean, beyond being told by a trooper that I don't look like a legislator or that I was too young, I mean, that's pretty, I mean, that's probably as offensive as you can get. When I broached the issue with the sergeant at arms, because again, at that time, I didn't know exactly who to talk to. So I sent an email to the speaker's office and the sergeant at arms and said, tell me if I didn't follow the rules correctly and I will fix it. But I'm looking for clarification. And I was told that perhaps the person was new. Well, that's not an acceptable response either.
How's that playing with your constituency, with the people back home?
You know, they feel like someone in Columbus has decided that they elected someone who doesn't look like they should be representing anyone. I mean, it's almost offensive to their decision-making skills and the vote that they cast for me to be here to represent them. And the further frustration my constituents have explained is, why won't they let you work for me? I mean, they've sent me down here to work and I have to spend a considerable amount of my time trying to get into the building. How am I going to be an effective advocate for them if I have to get over that hurdle? And that's not a hurdle that my other colleagues have to do. So why make it harder for me to represent them?
And this is something that wasn't isolated just to that one incident. This is ongoing.
There was a group of legislators who were meeting about a racial incident that had happened recently. And one of the things that I mentioned during the meeting was that I am regularly stopped to get searched. And so the other legislators, a white male legislator, said, oh, that seems strange. I don't know why they would do that. I mean, I kid you not, we were walking from the Rife to the State House in a group and I was the only one stopped and they requested to search my bag. I mean, I just left the meeting talking about how this happens all the time. I'm in a group of legislators and I was the only one stopped.
And this is kind of increasingly causing you concern.
Again, it's getting harder and harder to explain this away as just a coincidence or a hiccup or a misunderstanding. There's a pattern here. And that's what I'm trying to address. If there's a pattern. It is bigger than just one trooper. It is much larger than that one statement.
And so far, you haven't got a good reason why they're doing this.
Right now, I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question. And so not only is that problematic with us gaining access, it's also clear that the security isn't as tight as we think it is if they don't even know what the rules are. And so as much as we're here and we've been told that we need the security and these are all there for our safety, the public, the members, the employees, that's hard to believe when you don't know the rules yourself. I mean, what are you patrolling? What are you looking for? Who are you looking for? How are you determining who is or who is not a threat?
Well, as this situation has played itself out, have you seen it change? And do you have any expectation that it might get better?
You know, there are multiple layers to this. I am hopeful, again, that people look at black women and black men and Hispanic men and women and non-English as a first language speakers is also being leaders. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. And we just don't have one group of people who have the monopoly on leadership, because that's just not the reality. And I would hope that as a state, we would encourage more diversity and thought and experience to be a part of our legislature. And we would welcome those faces and those people without giving them a hard time when they get here.
That's Representative Amelia Sykes. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.